spent a day with my grandmother today, took her shopping and to the bank, and worked through a list of chores, which she always has ready and waiting for me, that I normally can't read, because my Italian grandmother has her own version of English, shall we say. It's always fun. Shopping lists are fantastic, where cheese is spelt C-I-Z. maybe this is where I get my horrific inability to spell. Maybe it's not a form of dyslexia at all. It is, in fact, hanging around my grandmother too much. It was great, actually. Normally, I'm stressed to the max, as she's hard work. Her memory getting worse and worse and worse. And I've kind of taught myself that it only upsets her if I let her know she's said the same thing four times. And she loses things, but I kind of get to know. She hasn't got much, she doesn't own much, so it's kind of easy to find things in her house. We found the bank book, finally, and then she'd say, "Have I got my bank book?" And I would say, "Yes, you've got your bank book." And then she'd say, a few minutes later, "Have I got my bank book?" I'll say, "Yes, you've got your bank book." And then, just to make it a little bit more interesting, the next time she says, "Have I got my bank book?" I say, "I don't know, shall we check?" And I'm kind of treating it like a game now, rather than before, when I was just terribly upset to watch her memory go so much. And I know that she's more upset about it bothering me, and then she's reminded about how bad it is. So if I don't let it bother me, it makes things so much easier for her. So it's kind of a win-win. I'm learning how to control my own kind of anguish and stress and kind of emotional connection to this illness. And she gets to kind of just tick along. I know she still gets upset on her own when she can't find things, but if she remembers, she gives me a call and we tend to sort it out. But today, going into town was really, really quite nice, because she's getting a lot of bureaucratic nonsense from the Italian embassy. I think the Italian government is trying to squeeze everybody out of the pensions that aren't actually dying fast enough or living in Italy. And my grandmother worked very hard when she was over there, and she's entitled to this very small pension, but it's a small amount of money that might mean the difference between her having olives this week or baked beans this week. So, you know, she's got used to it. She's on her own. They wanted all kinds of bank information, statements and the like. So we went over to the bank, and she has a funny kind of account she's had forever, which is just a bank book like you would have at the post office. And you don't technically get statements with them, but the woman behind the counter, who knows my grandmother very well, said, "Let's see what we can do." And she was doing screen grabs and printing information on transactions and then collating that so it's on the fewest amount of bits of paper, and then signing, then putting her employee number, and then stamping it on behalf of the bank. And she was like, "You got to watch these embassies, they want it all signed, sealed, delivered in triplicate." So she didn't need to do any of that. Normally you get sent over to the other desk, the non-cashier desk. But she did all of that, and she was really helpful, and she did it all with a smile, and it wasn't a problem. You know, and all I could say was, "Thanks very much, really appreciate it." But I kind of felt more than that, and I thought, that's not good customer service, that's great customer service. So that was Lloyds TSB, if they're listening. But yeah, thank you, Lloyds TSB in Hinckley, really appreciate that. So then we went to, not to her normal shop. We normally go to, is it Morrison's? I think it's a big Morrison's. She says, "I want to go to Lidl. They've got some slippers at £1.99. And I said, "No, they won't have them anymore. That's normally a Thursday thing, and it'll be last Thursday, and they're sold out. So you won't be able to get your specialist pastas. You won't be able to get your normal salamis you like. Are you sure you want to go to Lidl?" This is me with my normal stereotypical Lidl, as with Aldi. You get to the till, they push the stuff through like it's an Olympic sport.
beep, 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 everything. Fly through as fast as possible, straight into your trolley. No chance of you bagging it. Move along, please. Next customer. It does my head in. Sometimes it does my head in. And there's always the weird and wonderful. But my grandmother likes the weird and wonderful because you've got some European foods in Lidl and places like that you can't get in the mainstream supermarket. So we go over to Lidl and I know she's going to forget where we are and say, can I have some mortadella? And I'll go, no, they don't do that here. And then she'll walk off to find it. And oh, I'm not looking forward to being old. So we get there and straight away she says, do you want to start shopping? And I'll go to the lottery counter, which is what we do every time we go into Morrison's. I had to explain there's no lottery here. And she looked gutted, like she'd been robbed. No lottery. No little ticket of hope. So, anyway, zigzagging down the aisles, inevitably there were no slippers at £1.99, and she's now convinced it's a con. And they just print that to get you in through the doors, because everybody wants £1.99 slippers. But we got some interesting stuff. She was very excited about the oversized, relatively cheap, Swedish style salami. Was it Swedish style? I have no idea. And there was other kinds of weird and wonderful foods that we managed to pick up. And you always manage to fill a trolley for not much money, so that's always a good thing. And then we've got a big bottle of olive oil. Because olive oil does seem to be virgin, extra virgin olive oil as well, does seem to be cheaper in these places than anywhere else. I don't know why the Main Street supermarkets want to rip us off so much when Lidl and Aldi can get this quality ingredient at a much cheaper price. Sound like an advert, don't I? So anyway, we go to the till, and the guy on the till says, when this bottle of red wine, which my grandmother doesn't drink but buys for the possibility of guests coming round. I think the church people that come to visit her once a week, I think they neck the wine, because I never see the wine. So he says, are you old enough, madam? And she looks at him all gone out, not realising your normal tillman's joke. And she says, oh yes, only just, I'm just old enough to buy alcohol at 85 years old. And he kind of smiled, and she smiled back, and is about as flirtatious as an 85-year-old woman can be, which, when it's my grandmother, is actually quite flirtatious. And she, that kind of made her day in a way, that engagement, rather than seeing going to the bank and going to the shop as an ever-increasing challenge. This man was making light of this, and he took his time pushing stuff through the till, and then we filled the trolley. And most of the things were in bags. My grandmother helped to pack, unfortunately not very well. As we went outside, the very large bottle of olive oil, the last thing you want falling off, fell out of the trolley, this very small trolley, I must add, with massive bags in, and smashed on the floor just right outside the front of the shop, but nevertheless, effectively in the car park. Now, the guy that had served us saw what happened, finished serving the customer. I made sure nobody's trodden this massive oil slick. And he came over and says, oh, don't worry, I'll clean it up. And I helped pick up a bit of the glass and thought, bugger, that was like £3.50, £4, whatever. And he kind of just vanished for a second. And then came back with a fresh bottle, and I'm like, we're in the car park, you don't have to do that. And he was like, no, you don't want to go back in and queue up and faff around to buy a new one here, I'll put it down to breakage. And I just thought, that's even better. That's just really, 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 my grandmother was in a little bit of kind of shock, because last time she was at Lidl or Morrison's, somebody said, here you go, I'll have your trolley. Sorry, here you go, have my trolley. Gave her trolley, took a pound coin off my grandmother, and then when my gran went to take the trolley back, it wasn't a proper pound coin, it was just a keyring kind of token. So effectively, she was mugged for a pound, and ever since that, she kind of
got this funny feeling about supermarkets, and she didn't really trust anybody. So for the guy to come out with that bottle, I was really impressed. And I just said, listen, I just want to say thank you so much. You know, I will totally look at Lidl in a different light when there's members of staff like you who not only care about the elderly, care about customer service, and are doing stuff above and beyond what that shop demands. I know they run on really kind of tight profit margins, some of these shops.
I don't know exactly.
And I know that the people on the till have to pretty much do absolutely every job in a kind of job share manner, which is clever and good economics, I suppose. But thank you, I said to him. So, all in all, I've probably rambled way too long for you to be interested in what is effectively just me and my gran going out shopping. But it's the little things that make it all a pretty special day.